Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
One reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us His beautiful names and attributes is so that we can embody them to the extent of our ability. What do I mean? Well, we know that Allah is Ar-Rahman, the abundant in mercy, and therefore we should be merciful to each other. Allah is Al-Kareem, He's the generous, we should be generous to each other. Allah is Al-Khaliq, the creator, we should try to be creative. Allah is Al-Adl, the just, we should try to exemplify justice, and so on and so forth. One of the names of Allah is Al-Latif. Al-Latif means the most subtle, gentle, and kind. Al-Latif is the one who gracefully provides and protects His creation in subtle ways. And the one who is aware of all subtleties, whether they be fine or hidden details. Allah is aware of all of it, every single subtlety. So how can we apply this name of Allah, Al-Latif, into our own lives? By paying close attention to what? Body language. Or also known as non-verbal communication. Being the type of people that can read the room. It's not enough that you listen to the words themselves, you pay attention to not just what they're saying, but how they're feeling. Unfortunately, many of us are quite imperceptive when it comes to non-verbal cues, just as we are unaware of just how often this topic is mentioned in the Quran. Subhanallah. How often the Quran speaks about this issue. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He expresses His love for His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when He takes notice at how He looked towards the heavens. Just one glance towards the heavens. Why? Because He wished that the Qibla would be changed from Jerusalem to Mecca. Allah ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها. Allah says, we have certainly seen the turning of your face, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the heavens. And we will surely turn you to a qibla with which you are pleased. And amazingly, it's so subtle and beautiful that depending on the faith, people might say it's good if we pray in this direction or that direction. Yet at the end of the day, it's incredible that intuitively, you could say, universal, international direction of prayer, even if you don't know anything, even if it's just a child, what do? They look up. They look up. Even if you were raised with no religion whatsoever, when you're desperate, when you're in need, the international qibla is always what? The intuitive qibla is what? Look up to the heavens and beg for mercy or help or guidance. And so it's so beautiful that Allah makes reference to the fitri, the natural qibla, and then says, and I'm also going to change the qibla to the direction that's going to unite your ummah upon this deen of Islam. So yes, this is Allah Ta'ala observing subtle actions of His Messenger. But love isn't just expressed through praise only. Allah also holds His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest standard. So when Abdullah ibn Maktum radhiyallahu anhu, he interrupted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was having a discussion and trying to convey the message of Islam, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? He frowned, and Allah revealed, عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى, that the Prophet ﷺ, he frowned and he turned because there came to him this blind man interrupting. What is this teaching us? That even though no offense was given, obviously, if you frown at somebody who can't see, they're not going to see it. So nobody was offended. No harm, no foul, as they say. And yet, Allah Ta'ala called him out. Why? Because it's as if Allah is saying, I hold you to the highest standard. I hold you to the highest standard. So even that subtle action, that little action of body language, I notice it and I hold you to account. And I want you to pay more attention. Even if the person isn't looking, I'm looking. So pay attention to your own body language. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, he destroyed the idols and his people wanted to take revenge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes note of how they were moving towards him. Imagine this mob coming to get Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah says, فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ, and they came towards him hastening. It's a very interesting term. There's lots of ways of saying that they came quickly. And yet, it seems that the word here is a very interesting word choice. I mean, this is a moment where their idols, their gods, were just destroyed. Abraham, alayhi salam, he destroyed them. And he left one big one, put the axe around its neck, so that they would think, oh, this is the one that did it. You would think that these people would be depressed, questioning their faith, worried about their deities. Instead, it seems that they were coming as a mob, and they were very excited, rushing like they were happy. Yazifun comes from the word zifaf. A zifaf is a what? It's a wedding party. It's a day of celebration. Why were they so excited and happy? Because they don't care necessarily about their actual religion. They were just excited to see the punishment for the person who defied their culture. How many people practice their religion culturally, but not sincerely? And so when someone defies it, oh, we're going to get him? Let's go get him. It's going to be a lot of fun. Aren't you worried about the religious implications here? No, who cares? Let's just go get this guy. So Allah Ta'ala takes note of how they were moving. And then when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, look, the axe is around the big one's neck. And they said, what? He can't, how can we ask him? They can't talk. How could they smash the idols? These things can't move. Faraja'u. And then he said to them, what? He said, exactly, so why do you worship them? If they can't move, if they can't talk, if they can't do anything, why do you worship these idols? And for a second, Allah says what? فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ They return to themselves. What an interesting statement. They return to themselves. What does that mean? They came to their senses. They went back to their what's deep down inside, the fitrah. They came back to themselves deep down inside. I know the truth and I know this is wrong. I know this is nonsense. So they came back to themselves and they blamed each other. They blamed one another saying this is wrong. But then what happened right after that? ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ But then they reversed. They relapsed, or more technically, the language is saying what? Their heads were twisted. Allah Ta'ala is paying attention to their body language. You know when you make a really good point, someone thinks about it, you see in their eyes, there's that moment where they're getting the point, they're like, that makes sense. They're like, no. It's like they right click, delete. That was a good point, too good of a point. You know what? Never mind. No. They twist their heads. No. Allah says, I notice that body language. I know when the truth lands, but you try to get rid of it as fast as possible. You flood it with anger, frustration, whatever. Change the subject. Divert, attack, something. Allah Ta'ala pays attention to this body language. There's a nice quote. It says, men occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of them pick themselves up and hurry off as if nothing happened. SubhanAllah. This is a quote from Winston Churchill. Very beautiful quote. So what am I trying to say? That noticing subtleties is a sunnah of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. It's the tradition, it's the way of our prophets. May peace and blessings be upon them. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, he received guests who he didn't know. What did he do? He slaughtered an animal, roasted it, beautiful meal for them, brings it to them. فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ He says, go ahead, won't you eat? He notices the subtlety that they're not reaching for the food. They're not excited to eat. فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً So he felt an apprehension and a fear. Why? Well, because if they're bandits, it's part of the bandit culture. You know, even thieves have some honor. It's wrong to go to a person's house, pretend that you're a nice guy, and then when that person offers hospitality, you're like, let's enjoy his food right before we, you know, attack him, kill him, whatever the case is. So even the bandits would say, look, we're going to jump this guy, we're going to rob this guy, at least let's not take his hospitality. So the moment he offered them food, they didn't take it. He's like, what's happening here? Why did you guys really come here? But then, of course, they revealed and expressed that they were angels and they came to deliver him news. But the point is that he noticed. He noticed these subtleties. Noticing subtleties is a sunnah of the prophets, alayhimu salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salam. When he met the two sisters from Madian, Allah Ta'ala describes, فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ One of them came to him walking with shyness. And Musa alayhi salam, if you know the story, I'm not going to go through all of it. Fast forward a little bit, he marries her. Why? He notices not just what she's saying, but specifically how she moves, how she walks. She has shyness. And he knows, as a prophet, that this is a quality of the believers. This is a quality of the women of paradise, as Allah Ta'ala describes the gardens of paradise by saying, فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ In them are women limiting their glances, this shyness. It's such a beautiful quality. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he himself noticed something subtle and Allah noticed something subtle about him. Sulaiman alayhi salam noticed a small ant speaking in his own language. And because of that, what happened? فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِنْ قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ Sulaiman alayhi salam, he smiled, amused at this little ant's speech and said, My Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor, which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents. Beautiful ayah describing what? He notices subtleties because that's the sunnah of the Anbiya, and Allah Ta'ala notices him smiling and laughing. Throughout the Quran, you find consistently the believer is someone who pays close attention to these details. Allah Ta'ala describes the believers themselves. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathani taqsha'iru minhu juludul ladina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum faqulubuhum ila dhikrillah. Allah has sent down the best statement. This is a reference to the Quran. It is a consistent book within which there is reiteration. And the skins shiver therefrom of who has fear of their Lord. When you have taqwa of Allah, when you have fear of Allah, you read this Quran, it has an effect on you. You first feel this shiver, this effect. And then what happens next? Then their skin and their hearts relax with the remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala notices. Allah Ta'ala notices when you read the Quran, when it affects you, when it changes your heartbeat, when it causes you to have goosebumps, when it makes you shiver, when it has an effect on your life. Allah Ta'ala pays close attention to these details. Allah is al-Latif. We should pay attention to these details as well in the people around us to the best of our ability. Allah Ta'ala notices every tear that comes down. Whether it's a tear of joy because of the truth that has come to you. Allah says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And when they hear what has been revealed to the messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of what they have recognized of the truth. When you hear something that's true, intellectually and emotionally hits you as well, and that combination of head and heart are being satisfied simultaneously, it has an effect where the eyes overflow with tears. You are affected deeply. And because of that, Allah recognizes that moment in you. Whether it's tears of joy or tears of sadness. When Ya'qub alayhi salam lost his son Yusuf alayhi salam and said what? Ya asafa ala Yusufa wabyabbat aynahu min al-huzni. He said, oh, my sorrow over my son, Yusuf alayhi salam. And his eyes became white from grief. He cried so much that his eyes went white with tears. Allah Ta'ala notices. And Allah notices the one who wishes he could go and defend the believers with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam and said, I don't have a ride. Can you provide one for me? And I'll be a great warrior to defend the believers. And he was turned back. Imagine, most of us would run away from the battle. And some people, they're so brave that they're like, no, I want to run too because I want to do something noble with my life. I want to defend those who are good. Allah records this moment and says, قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَلَّوْا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا. When you, O Muhammad ﷺ, said to this person, I can find nothing for you to ride upon, they turned back while their eyes were overflowing with tears out of grief because of how badly they wished they could participate with the believers. SubhanAllah, how you move. How you move says a lot about you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes note of the believers. It's not just about what you say, because your body language speaks volumes about you. You could pretend to be one person, but it could...
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
See that your movements are speaking a whole and telling a whole different story. We know that the believers are described, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And the servants of the Most Merciful, those who are enslaved to the Most Merciful Allah. Who are they? They are those who walk upon the earth with modesty, even in your movements. And yet the narcissist is the one who moves arrogantly. And it's fathers, our job as fathers, to inform our kids, just the same way Luqman alayhi salam taught his kids to move with humility. Luqman alayhi salam taught his son, وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't turn your cheek to people. You know, when someone, stick your nose up at someone. Don't do this. This type of ugly behavior. Luqman alayhi salam is teaching his son, don't behave this way. And what? وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't walk in the earth arrogantly. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِكْ وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ. Rather be moderate in your pace and lower your voice. These details, these subtleties, these are signs of taqwa that the believer should have. Allah Ta'ala catches the smallest glance Many of us, unfortunately, we look at things that we're not supposed to be looking at, staring at things that are haram, staring at things that we should not be seeing. And Allah Ta'ala describes how Allah pays attention to every glance. Somebody walks by, you make a little look, like, oh, you see that? Check that out. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. When they pass by them, they exchange these, what? These derisive glances, these insulting looks. Allah Ta'ala catches every subtlety. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah knows the fraud of the eyes, the deceptive look, a little wink here, whatever the case is, Allah is catching every little bit of it. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبَصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believers to reduce some of their vision. Don't be looking at things you shouldn't be, because Allah is paying attention to your body language and everything you do. Allah Ta'ala identifies the hypocrites. The hypocrite is the one who declares himself to be a believer sincere in his heart, and yet Allah Ta'ala pays close attention to their body language. What do they do? How do they behave? وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. When they stand up for prayer, oh, fine. They pray lazily. They pray like, oh, just trying to get done with. How many of us, unfortunately, we stand, we pray lazily. Allah Ta'ala is paying attention to every detail and warning us, you pray lazily, this is a quality of the hypocrites. May Allah protect us from nifaq. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. When they're told, let's go and benefit from the Prophet ﷺ. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْ يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When it's said to them, come, let's seek forgiveness. Let's ask the Messenger ﷺ to ask Allah for forgiveness. What's the response? لَوَّوْ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ. You see them turning their heads aside, and you see them evading, dodging, while being very arrogant. Allah Ta'ala warns us from this type of behavior. And in their speech, subhanAllah, one of the most powerful and one of the most terrifying ayat, Allah Ta'ala identifies the hypocrites by not necessarily their words, but by the tone of their speech. Obviously, Allah Ta'ala could expose every hypocrite at the time of the Prophet ﷺ and even right now. If Allah wanted, He could have put a sign on their head that says hypocrite. So you would know. Allah is capable of everything. Allah says, وَلَوْ نَشَأُ لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ فَلَعَرَفْتَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. And if we wanted to, we could show you them by putting a mark on them. But instead, وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. But you're certainly going to know them by the tone of their speech. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us from being hypocrites. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from words that are harsh, dismissive, or condescending. Words that are flippant, threatening, combative, and argumentative. May Allah protect us from being manipulative, or petulant, or apathetic, or sarcastic, or cynical, or insensitive, or careless. So many different qualities that can exist within your tone. And we should be careful of all of them. And Allah exposes the hypocrites with regards to cowardice. When Allah says, فَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ مُحْكَمَةٌ وَذُكِرَ فِيهَا الْقِتَالِ. That when a precise surah comes, very clearly describing, yes, there is a time to fight, war might be imminent, what do they say? That's not the point. What do they do? How do they behave? What does their body language speak? Allah Ta'ala calls it out. رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ نَظَرَ الْمَغْشِيَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. Allah says what? That you will find that the hypocrites, those who have a disease in their heart, they're going to be looking at you with a look of one who is overcome by death. I'm sure we've all heard the expression, man, you look like you've seen a ghost. What happened to you? What happened to your face? Somebody just petrified, cowardice. Al-jabana. This is a disease of the heart. Allah Ta'ala is calling it out, and you'll see it, not because of what they say, but because of their body language. Allah Ta'ala is paying, how many ayat until the believers wake up and say, you know what? This is something that needs to be taken seriously. Why else would Allah talk about this in so many ayat? Allah sees how people reject what they know to be true. And we'll talk about that in the next khutbah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, sami kathira. Bismillah. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa mawlah. Amma ba'd. There are instances in which people know the truth and they want to set out to oppose it. And Allah says, I'm going to tell you about how they move, even when they're by themselves. When the Pharaoh recognized that Moses, that Musa alayhi salam had the truth and he couldn't beat it, what did he do? فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى ثُمَّ أَدَبَرَ يَسْعَى فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَى فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Allah describes in detail that after seeing these great signs, he denied, he disobeyed, and he turned, and he was moving back and forth. You can imagine him walking back and forth, struggling. How can I beat this? How can I beat this? And he can't. So he gathers the people and he declares, I am your Lord, the Most High, in his insecurity. This happened with the Ummah of Bani Israel. And this happened with our Ummah when the Prophet ﷺ came and delivered the truth of Islam and Walid ibn al-Mughira. Even in more detail, إنه فكر وقدر فقتل كيف قدر ثم قتل كيف قدر ثم نظر ثم عبس وبصر ثم أدبر واستكبر فقال إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر إن هذا إلا قول البشر. Imagine the leader of his people. He might not have the treasures, he might not have the greatness, he might not have the castles or the armies of Fir'aun, but he has the arrogance, that same heart, that same kibr, it exists. Regardless of your status, you can still have that same level of arrogance. And so what does he do? He's thinking and deliberating and he's scowling and turning back and going forward and pacing and frowning. And he's going over this, trying to figure out how can I defeat this? And at the end, he just lies, even though he knows that this makes sense. This is the truth. He still wants to hold on to his position and hold on to his tradition. May Allah protect us from being arrogant. Allah highlights how people move their hands when they reject the truth. جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فردوا أيديهم فِي أَفْوَاهِمْ وَقَالُوا إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ. That Allah says, their messengers brought them clear proofs, but they returned their hands to their mouths. What does that mean? And they said, indeed, we disbelieve in that which you have been sent. Returning your hand to their mouth could mean biting it out of rage. It's an expression, you know, you bite your hand out of rage. It could refer to what? Laughing. Oh my goodness, really? I'm so embarrassed for you that you're opposing what we know to be true. I mean, everybody's doing it. We all know that we're right. So you put your hand in embarrassment. Another perspective is what? That when somebody has no response, they realize they're busted. You said something true, I got nothing to say. SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala is paying close attention to all of these details. So we should be paying attention as well. And in conclusion, I received a very funny text recently. Very interesting text a brother sent to me. He said, everybody I know says, I'm working on myself. Everybody that I know is saying, I'm working on myself. And yet, years go by and nothing changes. Nobody seems to be improving. What do I do? I thought about it and I thought to myself, you know, SubhanAllah, common sense says, yes, of course, it's possible to be self-taught. People can study by themselves, just go to the library and be self-taught. But most of the time, the vast majority of the time, when somebody is serious about a particular topic, what do? If they really want that education, they join a school. They get teachers, they have classmates, they have exams. Deadlines. That's how you get serious about your education. You don't do it on your own like a lone wolf. No, you get together and get serious, and that's how it's done. People do build home gyms, mashallah, and some people actually use it, but a lot of people don't, unfortunately. The weights just sit in the corner, never doing anything. But if you're very serious, you'll often find that the person does what? They join a gym, they get a trainer, they have a gym partner, or they join a sports club. Why? Because sports has points. They're winning, we gotta hustle more, we gotta move more. There's winners, there's losers. The competition drives each other, pushes you guys to higher levels. That's the goal. We all know this, I'm not telling you anything new. And so when you say, I'm just working on my deen, I'm just working on myself, why don't you take it as seriously as literally anything else? Why not be part of the masjid? Why not be more regular in classes? When Allah Ta'ala specifically tells us, commands us, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, cooperate in righteousness and piety. This is a command from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Socializing is on the decline. Everybody's stuck in their phones all the time, which means that communication skills are getting worse and worse. We see it in the youth, we see it with every new generation, which means that a lot of people can't read body language at all. Nonverbal cues, forget about it. This is a dying art. For instance, Allah Ta'ala describes people who are suffering, people who are in a really tight position. They're not able to make ends meet, as they say. They're not able to pay the bills, but they're too dignified to go out and beg, but they're struggling. The believer is the one who notices before they even ask. They want to help before they ask. And Allah describes the one who can't notice this as jahil, as an ignorant person. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Allah says, an ignorant person would think of them as self-sufficient because of their restraint, but you will know them by their characteristics and signs. You should know the person who's struggling before they have to voice it, before they have to say it. Don't just assume that you can read people. It's another dangerous thing. I don't want anybody to go out here and say, yeah, you know what, I can read everybody. That guy's thinking this, that guy's thinking that. Some people, they delude themselves into thinking that they're mind readers. No, that's not the goal. The idea is you notice somebody's looking a certain way. So you ask, are you okay? Are you feeling sick? Are you feeling tired? Are you worried? What's up? Talk to people and actually affirm, oh, my suspicions were correct or incorrect. That's what we are encouraging. If you get nothing else from this lecture, please remember the overall point is this. First, self-improvement is a team sport. Self-improvement is a team sport. You don't do it by yourself. We do it together. تعاونوا على البر والتقوى. Allah commands it. That's number one. Point number two, when we get together, you rise by elevating others. You rise by elevating others. Help the people in our community and you'll find yourself improving at the same time, inshallah ta'ala. But you can only help someone if you can understand them. And you can only understand them if you understand multiple layers of communication. It's not just what they said, it's how they said it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who don't just look, but we see. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who don't just hear, but we listen. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who are true believers, because the Prophet tells us, اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Be aware of the insight of the believer because he sees with the light of Allah. May Allah make us those who see with the light of Allah. We see the subtleties. We pay close attention and we can help those who are around us, and in helping others, we ourselves rise. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa aafina fi man aafayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barak lana fi ma a'tayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, fa innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk, innahu la yadhillu man walayt, wa la ya'izzu man adayt, tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayt, rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar, wa sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam sallam kathira, wa aqim as-salah.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.